So then let's go into Ra. Part 8, page 44, some principles of service. Last week we did this page. I'll just repeat it because it's important. Don is asking, what's the greatest service we can perform individually? And every wanderer wants to know this, and every wanderer should be concerned. How can I help? I want to help. I mean, there's nothing feels so much better than helping, actually. It's, you know, helping is a lovely feeling. So Ra says, there's but one service. The law is one. The offering of self to Creator is the greatest service. The unity, the fountainhead. The entity that seeks the one Creator is with intelligent infinity, or with infinite intelligence. That's eighth chakra, or Creator's mind. Then, from this seeking or offering, great multiplicity of opportunities will evolve depending on the individual. And so some become healers, some workers, some teachers, some artists, some parents, some become monks, some people stay home, some people garden, whatever. The point is that the one service is seeking and offering. Seeking is offering. Seeking, what you know, I don't like, you know, I don't think I'm seeking the Creator. I don't think that. But I'm seeking to be all I am, which is obviously one with all, and not essentially the product of distortions, which indeed in time and space I have, like we all do. So I have distortions in mind, body, spirit. You do too, but that's not our total nature. To be moving towards knowing and expressing that total nature is the healing of mind, is the unblocking of lower chakra blockages, is the reduction of distortions in body, mind, spirit. That is seeking the one Creator, or offering self to the Creator. From that, then, opportunities come. And I think everybody knows that in our own life. And so, if you have the attitude, then the universe supports it with opportunities to serve and grow and learn and be happy. You know, it's not about being a slave to God. You know, it's about moving into all you are, which includes joy and happiness at just being what you are. So it's not a self-denying path, and it's not really focused on getting close to some guy in heaven. It can be seen as offering my attention to the work of self-transformation. And of course, part of that involves relationship with others. And it's best for us, and of course for them, that we meet them in love and wisdom. Period. That's service. So Ra says the best way of service to others is the constant attempt to seek to share the love of the Creator as it's known to the inner self. Well, they don't say share, they say seek to share. Because, you know, we get caught up in our own stories and dramas. So if we continually return to seeking to share love or seeking to be ourselves totally free of our blockages with love and understanding for self, that's enough. Ra says it involves self-knowledge and the ability to open self to other without hesitation. That's very important. So self-knowledge is fifth chakra development. It means seeking to know what you are. It doesn't happen in a country like Japan enough because people are not taught to seek self-knowledge. Then there's the ability to open self to other without hesitation. That, of course, is a combined fourth, fifth, sixth dimension or fourth, fifth, sixth chakra work. Love opens to receive. Wisdom opens to exchange, understanding, view, truth. And sixth chakra activates or is in the experience, in the reality of oneness. All of those are needed in service to others. Ra says the best way for each seeker in 3D is unique to that particular seeker. You need to seek inside yourself, your own discernment, how to serve. This also involves, Ra says, radiating that which is the essence or heart of mind-body-spirit. So the essence or heart of mind-body-spirit is ultimately our oneness with all. The heart is the one heart. The one reality is a heart, the law of love, actually. Radiating that means freely being. So, you know, service to others also involves, you know, natural radiation or energy shining of our own condition of consciousness. Now, further, service on Earth at Harvest, end of 44, Don asks, how can we help people reach 4D in the last days before harvest? Harvest means the three-way split or ascension of souls going into fourth density, whoever's qualified. Ra says, it's impossible to help another being directly. It's only possible to make catalyst available in whatever form, the most important being this radiation, radiation of realization of oneness. So sharing information is less important. Radiation of realization of oneness of your being, which is ultimately a radiation of whatever degree of oneness we know, we live. You can't radiate a realization you don't live. You radiate the degree of realization you already are, or have, or know. Ra says there's no urgency for the information to be widely disseminated. If the attempt reaches one, it reaches all, because one is all. So, you know, there's, as I said before, once you've reached all by helping one, you still have a lot of time left in your incarnation. Probably it's good to keep doing that, but the point is that inner working, harmonizing ourselves by taking good care of ourselves, which may mean avoiding people, can certainly be service to others if it harmonizes our radiation. Radiation meaning energy offering. So don't assume, of course, that service to others means being with others all the time. Then one could be fully in service to others and never see other humans, just like higher dimensional beings do, and yogis in the cave. So, finally, they say, we cannot offer shortcuts to enlightenment, meaning the purpose of our service to others is to help them creating their own enlightenment. Enlightenment meaning a realization of their truth. So, enlightenment is of the moment and opening to intelligent infinity. And intelligent infinity is sometimes a response. It can only be accomplished by the self, for the self. Another self cannot teach enlightenment, but only teach information, inspiration, or a sharing of love, mystery, of the unknown, that makes, or really inspires, the other to reach out and begin the seeking process that ends in a moment. That's enlightenment. But who can know when an entity will open the gate to the present? The earthquake is sort of like the earth opening a gate to itself, to its own energy flow. And, you know, we can't enlighten others and we cannot heal others. Of course not. We can, however, share information or love, or appreciation of mystery, as well as radiation and realization of oneness and perfection. Reaching one reaches all because there is ultimately no barrier or separation in reality between the body, mind, spirit of one and the universal field, and therefore the body, mind, spirit, energy fields of another. So, you see, the real question is, how could reaching one not reach all?
Yeah.
Because one is not separate from all. You know, it's like a drop of water in the ocean. You know, you can say it's a drop or a little wavelet, a wavelet on the top of the ocean. But from another perspective, it's not separate from the ocean. It's just more water. So if you kiss the wavelet, you've kissed the whole ocean and the whole planet and the whole solar system, the whole sector of the galaxy, the whole galaxy, etc. Because the wavelet lives in the ocean and therefore is not separate from the ocean. That's why it's good when earthquakes happen that you can pray or put your hands in, I do, in prayer posture, and with some happiness of the communication, offer love light freely to help the release of that heat from the rock body of the earth. I don't think about 100th monkey, although that does happen. Meaning, I think that it's long past time when there'll be a wildfire spiritual awakening of humanity. But more people do, you know, the more people who know or seek truth and know, the more others are inspired to seek truth and know too. So there is a influencing, but I don't think it's not the same as an animal consciousness where free will doesn't operate in the same way. You know, the 100th monkey has no choice. The 100th human has lots of choice. So the 100th human can reject it. The 100th monkey couldn't. So let's talk about the new material, page 45. It's definitely talking about 3D. So the first section is starvation and balanced service. Don asks questions about how to help people in Africa, starving actually. Ra says, of course, for a person who is starving, the appropriate response is to help feed their body. But it is true that an exclusively green ray response, love only, is not as refined a service which has some degree of wisdom as well. And that's, you know, a point I've made many, many times. Love without wisdom is naive and easily confused and often easily misled and tricked. And wisdom without love goes negative or bitter or, you know, heart denying, withering, withered up, shriveled up. But usually love, wisdom without love goes negative. The negatives are that. So, sure, of course, helping people who need food with food is best, not metaphysical teaching. And also, better service in general than only kindness and love is love with wisdom. And that means knowing the scene, knowing the patterns. Such wisdom also enables a soul to appreciate its own contributions to the planetary consciousness by the quality of its being, without regard to any type of physical activity or behavior, which is for the purpose of having results in a visible material way. Meaning, only by fifth chakra development, only by wisdom, only that, can we really fully appreciate our own contributions energetically, invisibly, to the development of planetary consciousness, not just energetics, but also human consciousness, by simply our quality of, you know, when Ra says the word being equals six chakra consciousness, six dimensional life. That's what being means. The condition of being what we are, which is oneness, an expression of the field of one. So, only by wisdom can we appreciate our own contributions that are energetic, that is the energetic radiance of our being. spirit complex, higher chakras, and to the extent that we know it, that's a blend or it's a cooperation or coordination between sixth chakra being, fourth, fifth chakra love wisdom, and the lower chakras of personal body and personality. Mind and emotions, personality and body. 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 1. So only by wisdom can we realize that we're doing enough. Only by wisdom can we realize that just our being is service and nothing more is needed. Nothing. I mean, if you want to act, act. If you don't want to act, don't act. Of course, you know, when we're in interaction with others, we, you know, our being, our work is to be more and more centered or settled in love, wisdom, balance in our offering or being with them, of course. But the choice of how much to be with them is ours. And doing what you need for your own harmonization is job number one. So this is the adept work, the adept offering love, light, radiance to the planet, to the planetary consciousness, without having to depend on physical action. Don asks further, we'll see that in a moment more. Don asks further, is there a metaphysical reason for human starvation, or is it purely random? I was reading this over this morning, of course. Ra's answer is really not complete, and it looks like there's some things they don't want to say. We'll get into that after I read it. Ra replies, you're correct to assume that starvation and ill health is a form of catalytic action, catalysis or catalyst, of course, used for soul evolution. However, it is within your free will to respond to their suffering and to offer the necessary foods and materials, and to offer the necessary foods and materials is an appropriate response within the framework of 3D learning at this time, which is concerned with a growing sense of love for and service to others. So, reverse engineering this, 3D learning on Earth, of course, is concerned with the sense of and a growing sense of love and service to others by love and kindness. That's what 3D is about. Ra said, the purpose of third density is to learn the ways of love. And the proper role for the entity in third density is to experience all things desired, except not acting them out physically or speaking if they infringe on the free will of another, of course. But imaginatively is fine, and being true to your desires, or at least knowing them well, is important, which itself is actually learning the ways of love. Love is a form of desire or longing. Desire is a form of will. Development of will through allowance and understanding of desire is the development of increased positive polarization. So willingness to experience all things desired is non-manipulation, non-control of our desires. Those desires are forms of love. They're mixed across the spectrum between true love and false love, or the love based in awareness of unity and love rooted in second, third chakra blockages. But all those desires are loving nonetheless, even when they're harmful. It's a form of love because, you know, 4D has a negative. So there's 4D negative in the universe. That dimension is the dimension of love, right? Love and understanding is 4. But it's negative. They're negative. The souls go negative. That's where the Illuminati hope to graduate, if they know what they're doing. They hope to become, a minor agent on the Orion 4D negative planet. like Genghis Khan the shipping clerk. So, 4D is a dimension of love and understanding. 4D negative is, you know, a false love of self and power and control. It's love or desire. It's totally without genuine love because there's no compassion. But it's a form of loving nonetheless, although, you know, based in distortion. So we too have a spectrum of desire, some of which is related to awareness of oneness and desire for oneness, some of which is based in lower chakra blockages, distortions of mind, ultimately not helping ourselves too much. Willingness to experience all those desires somehow, if not in action, at least in mind, is a way of knowing the self and learning the ways of love. Properly processed, that leads to harvestability, meaning sufficient fourth chakra love activation, so we graduate, get out of here and move into 4D positive or stay on Earth with the new group and the fairies. So, that's the linkage between desire and love. Desire represents a spectrum of genuine, mature, and kind of mistaken or confused love that's moderately selfish. And desire itself is an expression of will. So this is a spectrum of desire and will, accessing more or less higher self. The linkage between sixth chakra and second, third, fourth, fifth. Thus, our desires are low and high, we can say, related to maintenance of lower blockages, 2, 3, and simultaneously, perhaps, development of 4, 5, 6. Ain't that grand? So, sure, it's within our power, and it's a good thing to feed the hungry. It's good to have wisdom, because love without wisdom is a problem. And offering food to those who are starving, or whatever, or, you know, I used to bring food to guys sleeping on church steps at night, on the Upper East Side, after going to fancy dinner with the parents, because I didn't need the food, but those guys did, and I liked to do it. It was nice. It gave me a walk after dinner. So, that's good deed, you know? But it's important to have wisdom. What Ra doesn't really talk about here is the mechanics of the, not the mechanics, but the functional causality. Why did these souls choose this catalytic action? The word catalytic is used in relation to the word catalyst, used by Ra a lot, meaning any kind of chosen life experience or experienced life event and mind process that has the value of helping catalyze or stimulate or move forward our spiritual growth. Life as catalyst to soul evolution. What Ra doesn't talk about is like, well, what about those 2 billion souls who are starving on Earth? Where did they come from and why did they choose this catalyst? So let me go on because we're really at the end of our 2 hours quickly. I'll read the final passage and we can talk about it a little bit. We'll do a go around. Seems these 2 hours went pretty fast today. The last section here is called Adept Service to Others, and that's, you know, the condition of the crystallized healer, the condition of a person who has well-developed love and wisdom, well-balanced fourth and fifth chakra activation, and they're significantly living from sixth chakra or a sense of wholeness or oneness. We all are in this condition somewhat. The adept is there fully, like a bodhisattva, just like the bodhisattva of Buddhism. Don asks, it seems to me most important thing for souls on the path of service to others, positive, is development of an attitude through meditation, ritual, appreciation of the Creator and creation, an attitude which increases a sense of oneness, oneness with all. Is this correct? Meaning that the most important thing for us on the positive path is developing the attitude which appreciates and develops our sense of oneness. And Ra says, well, we won't correct this, but we'll also suggest that to those qualities, meaning appreciation for Creator and creation, in addition to those qualities, you may add the living day by day and moment by moment, so the true adept lives more and more as it is. Not he or she. The adept lives more and more as the adept is, which is one with all, as a point of energy consciousness that can manifest pure blended love wisdom, fourth, fifth chakra, in harmony. That's service to others, but more so, that's a radiance of what we are. You know, radiance of what we are is the main work that comes after becoming more of what we are, living more and more as we are, as it is. And this is done by living day by day and moment by moment. Meaning, you know, and this is, you know, Ra saying, mindfulness, baby, sati, satipatthana. You know, these are the foundations of mindfulness. In Buddhism, sati, S-A-T-I. Live day by day. Live moment to moment awareness. Be here now. And do your best and be with all situations, inner and outer, as they arise, with kindness to self and other. Feeling it, knowing it, when appropriate or when you want, speak it, do it. And, that's more and more living as we are. So, you know, this is similar language as to what Ra said earlier about the adept practice. This is page 42. The seeker seeks the one. The one is to be sought by the balanced and self-accepting self aware both of its apparent distortions and its total perfection. Resting in this balanced awareness, the entity then opens itself to the universe, which it is. So, the one, page 42, the one is to be sought by the balanced and self-accepting self-aware, both of its apparent distortions and its total perfection. Resting in this balanced awareness, the entity then opens itself to the universe, which it is. So, and Ra says, the purpose of clearing each energy center is to allow the meeting point between the upward light and the downward light, from the root chakra up and the crown chakra coming down, to bring that meeting point basically to occur at indigo ray vibration, which is sixth center, thus making contact with intelligent infinity with further development and dissolving all illusions, right? The destruction of ignorance, said the Buddha. Ross, the Buddha said, the purpose of this teaching, Buddhist teaching, the purpose of Buddha Dharma is the destruction of ignorance in the one who hears it. That's it. The destruction of ignorance in the one who hears it. That's the purpose of, that's enlightenment. That's a full opening to the present in the moment. That's the goal of evolution and this octave. That is sixth density life, higher self return, and the gateway to infinity, which is eight density, gone through seven, which is Buddha, or a true avatar, the one who lives in Satchitananda, That's, you know, cosmic consciousness, the end of the path. So, Ra is saying the same things as the Hindu Vedanta, and same as Buddhism in a different way. And that's another way you can know that Ra is telling the truth, at least I do, because they're speaking ageless wisdom, you know? They're speaking these principles. And Buddhism understands, and Hinduism and other traditions do. It's the same view of unity, it's the same view of enlightenment, it's the same view of our true nature, it's the same view of Shiva-Shakti union, kundalini up the spine, energy channels to hit at the crown, making contact with the all, being the all. It's the same, no different. And Ra said that at the beginning, that this is their purpose, is to offer a teaching, offering something like the spiritual teachings that are ever and always the same, but from a different perspective here. You know, that's the glory or the blessing of this material, to me, which is they're talking about the penultimate. You know, they're talking about infinity again and again, basically as the result or the destination of the law of one. You know, they talk about the law of one, so that one moves into infinity. Now that's, you know, that's enlightenment in all mystical traditions, particularly Buddhism and Hinduism. And yet Ra also talks about dimensions. You know, they don't mind talking about the devas and the asuras, the positive and negative higher dimensional so-called gods, the ETs, 4, 5, 6 dimensional. And they don't mind talking about left-hand path and polarity. They don't mind talking about Earth history. They don't mind talking about UFO and the military-industrial complex and the planetary game. They don't mind talking about Orion Tricky. So they don't mind talking about the whole, you know, the whole ladder, the whole ladder stairway to heaven. Oh, by the way, that's what you'll see in the David Niven movie, The Stairway to Heaven. I imagine that's the original source for Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, whether they know it or not. That movie, A Matter of Life and Death. Very interesting. So you'll see the scene on The Stairway to Heaven. So I was rocking on all along. So anyway, I'm having fun. I hope you everybody is well too. Anyway, that's just wanted to say that Ra's concordance or symmetry with ageless wisdom teachings of Buddhism and Hinduism and theosophy, to whatever extent there's truth there, is a vote, is a mark of their authenticity, or, you know, supports my knowing that this is an undistorted transmission. So, anyway, the final point they made again is that the adept lives in the moment and isn't so concerned about making physical changes in the world. You know, the adept is at ease, as higher self is, and like the sun, radiates. The sun doesn't really worry about where that light radiance goes and how it's used. Its function is its being. You know, its nature is its purpose, as Ra says. Ra said, our nature is our purpose. So their purpose in sharing the law of one is to simply express and be in their true nature, which is oneness. That's the adept. Same. So next week, luckily, fortunately, our next section or part is the magical way of the adept. More lovely, lovely, lovely teaching here about the disciplines of personality. Some very, very pithy guidance. A few of the main piths that I use, like know yourself, accept yourself, become the creator. always begin and end in the Creator, not in technique. So, some important points, and I guess we'll go through a couple of pages, starting on page 46 next week. So, anything you want to be in touch with me about, send me email during the week. Otherwise, I'm here same time, and we'll continue next Monday night. Enjoy your week and get some sleep, and talk to you soon. So, see you all next week. Thank you again. Good night.